PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, topping our report this hour. The Supreme Court is upholding the law that will ban Chinese-owned TikTok if it's not sold to a U.S. company. The law is set to take effect on Sunday. However, President Biden has said his administration will not enforce the ban of the ByteDance-owned app before he leaves office. State Attorney General Matthew Plotkin says the state has sent warning letters to 11,000 New Jersey businesses, reminding them that sales of flavored vape products are illegal.
The letters were sent as part of a multi-state enforcement initiative to tackle the illegal sales of e-cigarettes, vapes, and other similar items. A release from Plotkin's office emphasized that these products are especially attractive to children and have been linked to a nationwide uptick in adolescent tobacco consumption. The Garden State became the first state to prohibit the sales of these products back in 2020. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Federal immigration officers in Newark say they recently arrested 33 non-citizens, either accused of or who committed violent crimes. The agency says the week-long targeted surge operation was last month. And intense cold weather is forcing President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration ceremony on Monday indoors. Temperatures are expected to reach below freezing in the nation's capital. Trump and Vice President-elect J.D. Vance will be sworn into office in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. The inaugural parade and a watch party will be held at Capitol One Arena. This will be the third time that a presidential inauguration is held indoors, the others for President Reagan in 1985 and before that for President Taft. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Should we brace for a wintry blast? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in one.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Our next chance for widespread snow is now about 48 hours away. So it's time to start talking seriously about accumulations. Remember, you can follow the latest and see an actual snow forecast map in my weather blog at nj1015.com. I'll be updating throughout the weekend. Tonight, increasing clouds, quiet weather, chilly temperatures, lows fall to near 30. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with highs in the mid-40s. The first storm system this weekend is just wet. Quick round of rain showers tomorrow, centered on the afternoon hours. Sunday, we get a blast of colder air. Highs only make it into the lower 30s with sun and clouds. And here's where we'll see some snow Sunday afternoon and evening. Looking at light to moderate accumulations right now, I'm thinking 2 to 4 inches for most of the state. There's a chance the coast ends up a little lower. There's a chance someone sees 6 or even 8 inches of snow if this thing really overperforms. Very cold next week. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Somerville 42, Asbury Park 42, Woodbury 43. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.